What in the world is that, you wonder? It's someone shaking the padlock gate at the Washington Monument, closed down like almost all other federal government operations this week.
All essential government services at Grand Canyon National Park have been curtailed pending the passage of a federal budget.
The shutdown caused anxiety and anger for furloughed federal workers, even some second graders.
Dear President, how would you feel to be going on a field trip to Red Rock and they shut it down?
But while young Natalie Phillips felt disappointment, some adults felt disgust.
But it's time we got some new people in here who can do it right.
Just feel like they ought to get their act together. Like it's high time they start working together and get something done for this country.
The government shutdown began Monday night when Congress's authority to spend ended. President Clinton said he would temporarily authorize funding for Congress if such a request were made. But the Republican leadership included in its temporary funding request reductions in spending on certain social programs which the president found unacceptable.
Their goal is to force me to sign legislation which I know to be harmful to our nation and to its future, or to veto the legislation, also with harmful consequences.
So the president vetoed the resolution, and the government ran out of money at midnight Monday. Speaker Newt Gingrich.
For the people whose offices will be closed tomorrow, for the citizens who will not be able to get services tomorrow, it's very sad to see the president choose this political game rather than sitting and talking and negotiating like adults.
The political battling continued all week as Republican lawmakers sent the Democratic president various measures that would have put the government back in business. But all the proposals contained provisions the president had previously stated he would veto. Meanwhile, Democrats criticized Gingrich and Republicans criticized Clinton.
Mr. Gingrich is a radical who doesn't know what he's doing and is willing to destroy the government so that he can take control.
The only thing that stands between the American people and a balanced budget is the president.
This is Newt's nightmare. This is something that Newt Gingrich has been thinking about doing since last spring.
The president is the president. He has to lead. He is not leading.
But claims by the Republicans that their stand was solely on principle became suspect in midweek. Speaker Gingrich acknowledged that his tough approach with the president was in part because he felt Mr. Clinton avoided him while the two flew back from Yitzhak Rabin's funeral.
Was it a deliberate, calculated aloofness, or is it just total incompetence?
President Clinton responded by telling Gingrich he meant no disrespect by not spending more time with the speaker during their long flight from Israel.
If it would get the government open, I'd be glad to tell him I'm sorry.
But the government remained closed. On Friday, Congress passed a budget plan that would, among other things, balance the federal budget in 7 years. Speaker Gingrich saw the vote as historic.
Today is as important a vote as any day since 1933. I think this is an enormous accomplishment.
1933 was the year Congress passed the New Deal, legislation that gave birth to Social Security and other major social programs. On Saturday, President Clinton complained the budget bill would cut Medicare, Medicaid, and cause hardship for Americans.
If the price of any deal are cuts like these, my message is no deal.
This already is the longest federal shutdown in history, and ABC's John Baskin tells us its effects will be felt by more and more Americans the longer it lasts.
A lot has been said about the closing of national parks and monuments because of the budget impasse, but if it lasts very long, it'll start to be felt in the pocketbook of a lot of people. A Social Security recipient whose check didn't show up. There's no one to call to investigate. Same for the veteran whose disability check may be missing. And every day, 2,500 people apply for federally insured mortgages. The American dream of a home of their own may not be realized if that mortgage doesn't come through. John Bascom, ABC News, Washington.
The government shutdown has not scared Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up over 100 points this week, setting its 60th record high this year. The Dow closed Friday at 4,989, just 11 points shy of the psychologically important 5,000 mark. Arthur Frumkus is a trader.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is, I've been on the floor. I've been a broker on the floor of the stock exchange since 1967, and I've never seen markets like this. Every day is a new day. Extremely hard to predict. You just have to go along with the flow, and the flow seems to say the market's going higher.
You're listening to World News This Week from ABC News.